The Biden administration says it has learned a lot from fragments of that Chinese balloon that crossed the United States last week. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman has been briefing members of Congress and telling other countries to beware of the PRC, or the People's Republic of China.
This irresponsible act put on full display what we've long recognized, that the PRC has become more repressive at home and more aggressive abroad.
We're joined now by NPR's Michelle Kellerman, who covers the State Department, and John Ruwitch, who tracks China. Good to have you both here.
Hi there, Ari.
And Michelle, what more has Washington been saying today?
Well, so the U.S. only picked up small parts of the balloon, which was shot down over the ocean on Saturday, and they're still studying those bits of equipment. But what they say they have are some images from when it was flying over the U.S. that show the balloon had equipment that was capable of conducting signals intelligence operations. It had multiple antennas and solar panels to operate the equipment. The U.S. also says that the company that built the balloon has links to the Chinese military. And this is all according to declassified U.S. intelligence. The U.S. has been sharing this intelligence with lawmakers and with other countries. State Department spokesman Ned Price today said China has some explaining to do. Take a listen.
They are presumably getting questions from countries all over the world about the nature of this program, about previous violations of sovereignty of some 40 countries across five continents.
He wouldn't say how the U.S. knows that these balloons have flown over 40 countries and five continents, but he said that the U.S. is talking to countries around the world about this.
And John, how is this all going down in Beijing?
Well, the foreign ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning was asked earlier today about this idea that U.S. officials have said that there's this fleet of Chinese balloons that's been flying over dozens of countries collecting intelligence. She said she doesn't know anything about it. China's so far stuck pretty tightly to their script, which is that this was an unmanned civilian airship that strayed into U.S. airspace by accident, and that shooting it down was an overreaction. Mao Ning did engage in a little whataboutism at the press conference earlier. She suggested that some other unnamed country was actually the number one in terms of eavesdropping and spying. You know, we'll see what happens as hard evidence comes out about what this balloon was capable of and what it was doing. China, it has to be said, has been fairly restrained, you know, within the bounds of what you might expect. We haven't heard a peep from China's foreign minister, for instance, or from Wang Yi, the top Communist Party guy overseeing foreign policy, or from Xi Jinping, for that matter.
Sounds like the drifting U.S.-China relationship is drifting farther apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Deputy Secretary Sherman actually were due to go to Beijing last week. They called off the trip at the last minute because of this balloon incident. And now they're really entirely focused on talking to allies and partners around the world to take the China challenge more seriously. They say they're keeping channels open to Beijing and plan to reschedule the trip at some point, but it's not their focus now, and it's hard to see that happening anytime soon.
Yeah, from Beijing's side, you know, the saga of this balloon really seems to have caught Beijing off guard. Xi Jinping had wanted to improve relations with the U.S. and the West for stability, you know, to focus on the economy this year, which has really been suffering. And China, when this whole thing blew up, was quite conciliatory, actually. It expressed regret about it. We haven't heard that lately. And the longer this drags out, the more complex it seems it's likely to become. That Blinken visit that Michelle was talking about was postponed. It seems likely to take a while to reschedule it. They're still pulling parts of this balloon out of the ocean. But there may be an opportunity for some high-level dialogue next week when Blinken and Wang Yi, again, that's China's top foreign policy official, they're both going to be in Munich, Germany for a security conference. So we'll see what comes out of that.
That is NPR's John Ruwitch and Michelle Kellerman. Thank you both.
Thank you.
You're welcome.